Good morning, church. Happy Father's Day to all our fathers in the house. We glorify God for today. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank God for the life of our daddy in the Lord and our mommy, Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Ruade, for giving me the opportunity. I'm not taking it for granted. It is a privilege and a very great honor to be in the presence of God and to be given this assignment to do. Praise the Lord. Heavenly King of Glory, we honor you this morning. We appreciate you. We come before you, Lord God, in humility. We say, Lord, we thank you that you give us the grace to be able to acknowledge you as your Lord, as our Lord and our personal Savior. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, in heaven. We are not taking you for granted. You have been so good to us. Last year we were here, and Lord, you gave us the opportunity again. We are here before you, saying thank you. As a family, we say thank you. As an individual, we say thank you. As the church, oh Lord Jehovah, we come before you because none of us is found wanting. Lord, we give you all the praise. It can only be you, oh Lord God. It can only be you. Even right from the first family, the drawer days, even to everyone in this assembly, we say thank you. For those present, those who are not here, for one reason or the other, Lord, we say thank you. As we go into your word, oh Lord Jehovah, Lord, I pray that this verse of speaking you will use in the name of Jesus. Lord, I will not speak of myself, but I will speak of you. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God. I pray, Lord Jehovah, that you will reach us, oh Lord God, individually and collectively. Our meeting here will not be in vain. We will not leave here the same way we came, oh Lord God. Lord, you will heal those that need to be healed. Because your word comes forth with power, so shall it come forth with power today in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Holy Spirit, we honor you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Shall we be seated, please? Praise the Lord. I will be speaking on the blessed of the Lord. The blessed of the Lord. I thank God for this morning's fresh anointing. Thank you, my sister. You use the text I'm to use as well. The Spirit of God is one. And the text for this is taken from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28, which reads, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them." And the last verse, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Praise the Lord. Manifold blessings. Five blessings are highlighted in verse 28 we have just read. The first one is fruitful. Fruitful. And being fruitful, we know, means production of much fruit. To be fertile, to be productive. We bless God that our daddies are fruitful. Our daddies are multiplying, and they will continue to multiply in the name of Jesus. The second point is multiply. Multiply is to increase or cause to increase greatly. We bless God that our fathers are increasing, and they will continue to increase in the name of Jesus. And the third one is replenish, to fill something up again. The heart was void, and God wanted somebody to take over and replenish it. And God gave that authority to man. So shall you and I fill the heart in the name of Jesus. To subdue, to overcome, bring under control. And we know God handed that over unto you and I. We are to take charge. Wherever we are, you don't have to enforce it. It is in you. Our sister said something earlier this morning. That is why I said, God bless her. I will admonish and encourage us to please attain fresh anointing. That is the workers' meeting. It is very important. It actually ministers unto us in a new dimension. She says something that we have the DNA of God, and that is greatness. You and I are born great. It is in us to be great. Anything that will stop us from being great, the Lord will consume by fire in the name of Jesus. Then the fifth one is dominion. Dominion, sovereignty, or control. It's about being in charge as well. When you are in charge, and when you want to have dominion, this cannot happen unless you know who you are. If you do not know who you are, the devil is very swift, very, very subtle. He takes over. Unless you know who you are, you don't know you are great. You don't know you are in charge. And here you are begging. Here you are. Instead of taking charge, I'm not saying go and be aggressive. I am saying take over. Be in control. And when you are in control, there are ways you can be in control. When you know that the power of darkness goes to and fro, like it is said in the book of Job. And the word of God says, he seeks who he may devour. Thank God we are not his victim. Because greater is he that is in you and I than he that is in the world. But yet, we have to know our authority and put him under our feet where he belongs. We take authority over the day. When you wake up in the morning, you command the morning. When you wake up and you are going out, command the day to bring forth your blessings. Because I'm talking about the blessing of the Lord. It is there for you. He is our source and our sustainer. But the fact still remains that though he is our source and our sustainer, and the blessings are made available unto you and I, but we need to claim it. We need to claim it. If you do not claim it, it will just sit there. We need to take charge of our days. Praise the Lord. And we are going to look at what it is to be blessed. To be blessed means to receive favor from God. When you receive favor from God, even your enemies will be at peace with you. They will tell you, I don't even know. I just feel like helping you. I just feel like doing this for you. When you have done nothing, and yet they are willing to bless you, that is favor of God. Because we are blessed and we receive favor of God, so shall men have no choice but to favor us in the name of Jesus. It is a gift. The blessing of God is a gift bestowed on man. Let us look at the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27. John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Praise the Lord. That is God speaking to you and I. When God gives you his peace, everything will be at peace. Your finances will be at peace. Your marriage will be at peace. Your home will be at peace. Your work will be at peace. Even the church of God, according to the word of the living God, will march on, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Because the church is an extension of the family. Once the family is at peace, the church will be at peace. Praise the Lord. When man is blessed by Almighty God, there are some things that happen in his life. The first one is that the man will answer his real name. He will answer his real name. We know the encounter of Jacob. When Jacob slept on those stones, he saw heaven open. And he saw a ladder came down. And there was an encounter. And his name was changed. May we not bear the wrong name. Our names will attract heavenly blessings in the name of Jesus. Shall we look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 1 to 5. Isaiah 62, verses 1 to 5. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteous thereof go forth as brightness, as the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. It is prayers, you know. That is the only one saying amen. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, your righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Ephesus, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall the Lord rejoice over thee in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And likewise, money will not be your problem again. That means dominion over your finances. Do you know that anointing without money is annoyance? The moment your finances is troubled, you are troubled as a man, you are troubled as a woman, you are troubled as a father. Because the word of God says you are the head of the house, as Jesus is the head of the church. That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Genesis chapter 26, verses 11 to 13. The book of Genesis. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that toucheth this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. And the man was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds, and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Imagine when the Philistines envied a man, a whole nation envying a man. So shall you and I be in the name of Jesus. We are talking about financial dominion. He was great. That is exactly what our sister said this morning. He said the DNA of God is in us and we are meant to be great. Greatness in every facet of life, not just in the words we speak. Greatness over our finances, greatness over our homes, greatness over our jobs, in the name of Jesus. Then you will be in, okay, let's read 3 John, verse 2. 3 John, verse 2 is a common scripture. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. We will be prosperous even in our health, in our homes, in our family, in our over every situation in the name of Jesus. Then thirdly, you will be in charge. That is having dominion. As a child of the living God, we need to dominate. Even there are times when you come in contact with some people, they will tell you, I don't know why, I just don't like you. They have seen the glory. Don't be deceived. The weakness most Christians have is that when I say most Christians, I'm inclusive. I'm not exonerating myself. We are very lazy. We find it difficult to develop ourselves spiritually. But the people of the other world, I'm talking about the world of darkness, they are very swift. They understand spiritual battles. They are willing to do anything because failure to do it will cost them a lot. The devil can say, because you are late to a meeting, your first son goes for it. So they understand discipline. But you and I, we are very, you know, When we go to God after sinning, we say, please, I'm sorry. We know he will forgive us because he's a loving father. But we shouldn't take his love for granted. Let us be disciplined. They do fast, they pray. Like I said, I'm inclusive. I'm only telling you the principles of self-development. That is why they see into the spiritual realm. That's where I'm going. When you move as a carrier of God's glory, your glory is so mighty, you don't even know what you carry. You are meant to be a star, you don't know. And here you go about. And within a twinkle of an eye, you enter somewhere, they see that glory. And they start fighting that glory. But you don't know. I just don't know what I did. I just don't know what you did. But they know what they are fighting against. They want you to actually sin. They want you to do so many things that will make that glory to be messed up. There is this story of a man. Unfortunately, he became born again eventually after committing the atrocity he did. Then he was in the kingdom of darkness. And he was given assignment because they saw that a star was to be burned. The mom didn't know the baby she carried in her womb, that this baby was going to do so much and be very great. And they were assigned that on the naming ceremony, they should go there and mess up the destiny of that child. So they came as powerful, you know. Way back home in Africa, we recognize people with their wealth. We don't care how the wealth comes into their hands. So when they got there, they were dressed, gorgeously dressed, and people respected them and welcomed them. And they said, where is that child? And they gave gifts, beautiful gifts. And they had a ring in the hand. This man had a ring. And when he carried the baby, he just swiped the head of the baby and changed the story of that boy. Unfortunately, he became a vagabond, begging on the street eventually because his destiny was turned. May our destiny not be averted, not be divided, not be diverted, not be amputated in the name of Jesus. He was the one sharing the testimony, this same evil man that now accepted Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior. You may say, all his sins are forgiven because that is the word of God. The moment you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of all your unrighteousness. So he was holding a crusade and he passed by a place in Nigeria. And he saw that guy seated on the floor after having whether crack or whatever. He was there. Then he said, yay, he's now a Christian. So he had feelings now. Then he didn't care. He was doing an assignment. My dear, would that change the story of that man? That man's destiny has been destroyed. But here he is giving the testimony that we need to be careful. You and I need to be careful. I'm not scaring us. I'm only saying what is real. We need to be in charge. The moment you are in charge, you need to equip yourself spiritually as well. As fathers, we need to be on top of it in the house to know, to be able to discern, to be able to know times and signs as well, to know when to go on our knees and intercede for our children, to know when to pray for our spouses, to know when danger is near. Some people know when things are happening in the spirit. Don't let us just assume that my wife, thank God, she's a prayer warrior. I've heard of that being said by a man. We were on a prayer ground and I thought he heard the prayer point because they shout a lot in this ministry I was in then. And when they kick off, I didn't hear what I asked him, he said, trust me, you want me to pray, lullaby. I said, is that the prayer point? He said, I trust my wife. 99% of her prayer is for me. Don't say that. You are yet to get there. That's why you are saying that. Because we need to pray for one another. That is what the Bible admonishes us. And I looked at him and I said, wow, what a confidence he has in his wife. He was right at the spot, but he was not praying. But we need to be in charge. That is what the Bible admonishes. Dominion is not about you just sitting on a chair that is an executive chair. Dominion is about you being able to discern as well. Being able to know when the devil is trying to play his tricks. When situation warrants prayers, when situation warrants thanksgiving, when situation warrants blessing God, when situation warrants you to give a note of warning to the children, a note of warning, let us declare a day this, let us go on our prayer altar, let us do this, let us do that. You know what I mean? Praise the Lord. We are going to, actually, Genesis 1:28 said this about us being in dominion. And likewise, if you look at a long verse, we are not going to read it. You can, I know we know it, but you can go over it at home. Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 to 14. That is when you are in charge. You take charge of everything. Your car will be blessed. Your home will be blessed. Your land will be blessed. Everything will be blessed if you obey the word of the living God. Praise the Lord. And the fourth one, your joy will be full, and it will be unspeakable joy. Psalm 126 verse 5. Psalm 126 verse 5 says this. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. We will all reap in joy in the name of Jesus. I pray to God Almighty that poverty shall not come to us and our generations to come in the name of Jesus. The wealth of the Gentiles in a way that is beyond human comprehension will be transferred to you and I in the name of Jesus. We bless God. We give God all the glory for our fathers. We appreciate God that God is actually directing them. God, because when the face of God shines upon an individual, you will see the result. You will see the result. And we bless God for this ministry. Why am I saying this? Last year we were here, and this year the Lord enlarged us, He increased us, He multiplied us. Is that not enough for us to bless the name of the living God? It is. Our God remained faithful. To effectively dominate in the roles given to our fathers, there are one or two things they need to do where the Bible actually has highlighted. In Ephesians 5:25 to 33, Ephesians 5:25 to 33, it says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Let's go to the last one, please. The last, verse 33. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife see that she reverences her husband. Likewise, Ephesians 6:4. Which says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Those are the roles that God specifically gave unto our fathers. And I know, I can see, and with the testimonies we have heard, that they are not shying away from this responsibility. We bless God for our fathers. We give God all the glory for their lives. Then the book of Proverbs 13:22a says something. That a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I'm praying and trusting God. I join my faith to that of our daddy here. That by the special grace of God, our fathers will leave inheritance for their children's children in the name of Jesus. A good father does that. It's not because the children cannot work, but because it is a commandment from God. The Lord will so bless everyone that leaving that inheritance will not be a pain, but it will be a joy in the name of Jesus. Being blessed by God, the blessed of the Lord. It is a marvelous thing that our God has given man the authority. Authority is you having power and being able to dominate an environment with that power. You are in control, not that somebody is directing you all over the place. The Lord will give us the grace. He will give us the enablement. He will give us the insight. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brethren, we are going to rise on our feet and we are going to say some prayers. There are not too many. If you cannot stand, you can sit. As far as you are praying, please pray for yourself and pray for our fathers as well. It is very important. Very, very important. The first one, Father, do not let your mercy depart from our fathers in the name of Jesus. Father, do not let your mercy depart from our fathers in the name of Jesus. Even the potential ones, O Lord Jehovah, your mercy will never depart from them, O Lord God. Your mercy will not depart from our fathers in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your mercy, it will never depart, O Lord God, from our father's lineage. Even from us, O Lord God, from me as well, Lord. Your mercy will never depart from me. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Wherever I go, you pray as an individual now. Wherever I go, favor shall follow me. In the name of Jesus, Father, King of glory, wherever I go, favor shall follow me. Favor shall follow us, O Lord God, wherever we go. In the name of Jesus, your favor shall follow us everywhere we go, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, favor will follow our children. Favor will follow us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I shall never be rejected in my place of blessing. We have just discussed blessing. I shall never be rejected in my place of blessing. Let us pray, Father, King of glory, I shall never be rejected in my place of blessing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I shall never be rejected in my place of blessing. I shall not be rejected. I shall not be rejected in my place of blessing. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we'll pray. Every blockage standing between me and my helpers. There are times some people, they will be going somewhere, it can be the traffic that will delay them from getting to where they are going. It is not an ordinary thing. Then they miss out on a very important deal. So we are going to pray. Every blockage standing between me and my helpers, disappear by fire in the name of Jesus. Every blockage standing between me and my helpers, I command it to disappear by fire. Disappear by fire right now in the name of Jesus. Every blockage standing between me and my helpers, standing between me and my blessings, standing between me and my glory, I command you to disappear by fire. Disappear by fire. Disappear by fire. Every blocking standing between me and my destiny, fulfillment of destiny, I command you to disappear by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. I receive power and divine connection to be great. In the name of Jesus, I receive power and divine connection to be great. I receive power and divine connection to be great. Greatness is in me, O Lord God. Let it just come out naturally. In the name of Jesus, I receive that grace right now. I receive that power right now. I receive that divine connection right now. In the name of Jesus. We receive it, Lord. Divine power, empowerment, O Lord God, and divine connection to be great. We receive it, O Lord. We receive it now. We receive it now. We receive it now. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray for our helpers. Some of our helpers need prayers. They don't need to be condemned. They don't need to be judged. We need to help them. All my helpers, receive power to help me. Receive power to help me. All my helpers, receive power to help me. Receive power to help me. Receive power to help me. All helpers, O Lord God, that you have assigned unto us, that will help us, O Lord God, to fulfill destiny, let them receive power. Let them receive power. Let them receive strength to help us. Let them receive strength to help us. Let them help us, O Lord God. Let them comfort our way. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. There are times some things happen in the past, and it is coming to you over and over again. There are times it wants to rubbish testimony in not our own life, in our enemy's life. You are going to pray this way. You mistake of the past. You will not destroy my testimony. In the name of Jesus, you, my mistake of the past, you will not destroy my testimony. You will not destroy my testimony. In the name of Jesus, you, mistake of the past that I have made, you will not destroy my testimony. You will not destroy my testimony. Every mistake we have made in the past, oh Lord God, it will not destroy our testimony. It will not destroy our testimony. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. My heaven of favor, be open perpetually. In the name of Jesus, my heaven of favor, be open perpetually. Be open, be open. Every heaven upon us, O Lord Jehovah, of favor, let them be open right now. Our heaven, be open, be open, be open. Heaven of favor, be open unto us right now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And so our heavenly King of glory will honor you. Jesus, Son of David, we reference your holy name. We thank you for how far you have helped us. We thank you for our fathers in the house. We thank you, Lord Jehovah, that great and mighty things shall you do in them and through them in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every home, every family represented here. We thank you, Lord God, for those who are not here as well, that, Lord Jehovah, we know your power, your might, your authority is resting mightily upon them wherever they are in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we will never hear bad news in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of infirmities, we command in that name that has been lifted above every other name, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of poverty, every arrow of disfavor, every arrow of struggle, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. We will struggle no more. We will struggle no more. We will struggle no more. In the name of Jesus. Father, King of glory, let your anointing of ease, anointing of prosperity, anointing of favor, anointing of joy, overflowing joy, let it rest mightily upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree by the mercy of the living God that Lord Jehovah, as many as are under the sound of my voice, Ancient of Days, they will know today for good in their lives in the name of Jesus. As the men have been celebrated, O Lord Jehovah, so shall heaven celebrate them. So shall heaven celebrate them. So shall heaven celebrate them in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, the ability, the capability to be father indeed for their children, for their wives, Lord, release unto them in the name of Jesus. Anything that want to rubbish God in their life, so shall you consume them with your fire in the name of Jesus. These ones, oh Lord God, they will live and fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus. By the special grace of the living God and by the power of the Holy Ghost, oh Lord Jehovah, our men will be men indeed in the name of Jesus. They will continue to meet all needs in their homes, in their families, even their extended families, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jehovah, we thank you. Ancient of Days will give you all the glory. And we know assuredly that indeed by this same time next year, the grace will be multiplied, the grace will be enlarged, the grace to flourish like the palm tree, the grace to be like the cedar of Lebanon. So shall heaven release upon every one of us in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for house of glory. You will take it from minimum to maximum in the name of Jesus. House of glory will flourish in the name of Jesus. House of glory will flourish in the name of Jesus. House of glory will flourish in the name of Jesus. Father, King of glory, I declare by the mercy of the living God, Daddy, that every one of us, oh Lord Jehovah, we will have full cause to come and testify to your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, we bless and we honor you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for the ones who are presently doing. Thank you for the ones who are yet to do. In Jesus' precious mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.